Track 7, How the Cave Was Created and Decorated. The geologic story of Carlsbad Cavern began 265 million years ago with the creation of a 400-mile-long, horseshoe-shaped reef. The reef stretched along the shelf edge of an inland sea that covered southeast New Mexico and west Texas. Unlike reefs today, this one was composed mostly of sponges and algae. As each generation grew atop its ancestors, pressure compressed the underlying reef into limestone. Several million years later, tectonic uplift cut off this inland sea from the vast ocean to the west, and cracks developed in the reef rock as it rose above sea level. When rainwater seeping through these cracks mixed with seawater, this mixture dissolved the reef rock and created Swiss cheese-like interconnected voids called spongework. As the sea evaporated, the basin filled with salts and the reef was buried.
On the top half of the page is a photograph with the caption, Lakes of Left Hand Tunnel. Off in front of us stands a person holding a lantern at the edge of a small body of water. Mostly shades of brown in color, the reflective water is surrounded by the walls, ground, and ceiling of this very rough and scraggly cave. At the bottom of this photo, in front of the area where the person is standing, we see another small body of water brilliantly reflecting the rough ceiling above.
Around 15 to 20 million years ago, tectonic movement started pulling the southwest region of this continent apart. A series of parallel faults created alternating valleys and mountain ranges, like the Guadalupe Mountains. The rise of these mountains exposed western sections of the buried reef rock. As the spongework above the water table drained, these cavities filled with air and rising hydrogen sulfide gas. The gas oxidized into sulfur that crystallized on the walls. Bacteria thriving on sulfur created sulfuric acid, which converted limestone into gypsum as rinds. These rinds peeled off the walls, then fell into the water and dissolved. As new rinds replaced old ones, the spongework slowly enlarged into the huge chambers you see today. This process continued up to 2 million years ago, when tectonic movement ended. The uplift occurred in stages. The water table, where horizontal cave development was occurring, remained at the same level as the Guadalupe Mountains uplifted. This means higher elevation caves are younger than lower elevation caves. Within Carlsbad Cavern, Bat Cave is older, 6 million years, than Lower Cave, 4 million years.
On the top half of the page is a photograph with the caption, Visitors in Alcove. Out in front of us lies a walking path with two people who are viewing this portion of the caverns. They are silhouetted as we can see light coming from below the path. There are rugged walls and hundreds of drip-like formations hanging from the ceiling, with a few larger formations off to the left, the right, and in the center.
Carlsbad Cavern's decoration of stalactites, stalagmites, and an incredible variety of other formations began slowly over 500,000 years ago, after the cavern had formed, at a time when a wetter, cooler climate prevailed. Creation of each formation depended on water that dripped down into the limestone bedrock and into the cave. Trickling downward, the water absorbed carbon dioxide gas from the air and soil, which formed a weak acid. This acidic water dissolved a little limestone and absorbed some of the basic ingredients needed to build most cave formations, the mineral calcite. Once a drop of calcite-laden water emerged in the cave, carbon dioxide escaped into the cave air. No longer able to hold the dissolved calcite, the drop deposited its tiny mineral load as a crystal of calcite. Billions and billions of drops later, thousands of cave formations had taken shape. Where water dripped slowly from the ceiling, soda straws and larger stalactites appeared. Water falling onto the floor created stalagmites. Sometimes a stalactite and a stalagmite met and formed a column. Draperies hung where water ran down a slanted ceiling. Flowstone formed where water flowed over the surface of a wall or floor while depositing layers of calcite. Cave pearls, lily pads, and rimstone dams appeared where pools of water occurred in the cave. Like pearls from oysters, cave pearls developed as layers of calcite built up around a grain of sand or other tiny object. Lily pads formed on the surface of pools, while dams formed where water flowed very slowly on the floor. Decorating cave walls and even other formations was popcorn, which formed where water evaporated and left behind aragonite. Aragonite is a mineral chemically identical to calcite, but with a different crystal structure. These crystals tend to be small, delicate, and needle-shaped. Some of the more unusual formations that occur in Carlsbad Cavern are helictites. They grow seemingly without regard to gravity. Their twisting shapes are governed by crystal shapes, impurities, and the force of water under pressure.